Citizen Mitzrayim is generally sponsored by the Miller family, a member of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lazer Reuven Ben Yitzchak HaLevi. We completed the Amida, and we completed Kedusha, and drum roll, please. I know you all couldn't sleep last night waiting to find out what we would do next in Siddur Snippets. You all look very well rested. But we're going to learn next about Tachanun. Tachanun. We'll give an introduction to Tachanun. We're not going to go through the Monday, Thursday long Tachanun. We'll give an introduction and overview of it. But then get into Tachanun, because Tachanun is one of those tfilos, unfortunately, gets a bad rap. Too many people celebrate when it gets omitted. Well, really, it is a magnificent, beautiful, and critically important part of our tefillah, in some ways a critical follow-up to the Amida itself. Now, granted, the minhag is that women do not say Tachanun. Women, when they daven alone, the different parts of tefillah they're obligated in, generally speaking, they omit Tachanun. The Sefer Tefillos Bas Yisrael quotes the reason why. Because since Tachanun, like Maariv, was instituted as a reshus, it's dangerous to tell you, but the same way we daven Maariv, even though originally it was instituted as a reshus, as optional, but Minag Yisrael, the universal Jewish practice, was to embrace and treat it and feel like we're obligated in it, Tachanun similarly was instituted as a reshus. And therefore, just like women, even those who daven daily, Shacharis Mincha, don't daven Maariv, similarly, women don't generally say Tachanun, but just like a woman is permitted to volunteer Maariv, she's also permitted to volunteer Tachanun as well. Who authored Tachanun? Where does Tachanun come from? So the Tur in Orachayim Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, La'achar she'isayim shliach tzibur chazaras ha'tfila, immediately following chazaras ha'shatz, noflin apaneim u'mischananin. We fall on our face, we fall on our arm, and mischananim, we recite Tachanun. Where does it come from? Shema is obviously Doraisa. B'shach b'chav k'mecho, you have a biblical obligation every morning and every night. Tefillah is Dorabana. Anshei Knesset HaGedola authored it. Where did Tachanun come from? And why do we feel bound to say it? Why do we feel bound to say it every day? So the Beis Yosef says the Makor, the source, is the Gemara Megillah, Daf Chav Beis, Gemara Brachos, Daf Lamed Daled. There were Tanoim and Amoraim that were Mischananim La'achar Tefillah Shmona Esra Ben Tefillah Sapayim. They would stand. Their posture was to stand like a malach, not going anywhere. They would recite the formula of the Amida that we have recently spent a lot of time on, Shevach, Bakasha, and Hoda'ah. And Tanaim and Amoraim, the Gemara reports in several places, would immediately follow up with Tachanunim, Nefilah Sapayim. They would fall on their face and they recite this Tachanun. The Rashmi Garmaiza quotes, the Makor comes from the Sefer Malachim, Malachim Aleph. It describes that Shlomo HaMelech, we have in Daniel, we have in Malachim Shlomo HaMelech, that they followed up Tefillah with Tachanunim. They followed up the rigid formula, the text, the liturgy of Tefillah, which is fixed, and they would follow with Tachanunim that at least at first was somewhat spontaneous. It was fluid. That's obvious also even from its posture. The fact that we fall on our face means a person who holds their arm to their forehead, no one can see or hear what you're saying. So whereas the Amida, we're all standing, we're all reciting the same text, the same script, the same template, of course filling it in with our own heartfelt personal tefillah, but Tachanun was originally meant to be spontaneous, individual, personal, even somewhat vulnerable, and that is reflected in the posture that we take, the Nefilah Sapayim, while we say it. The Bach in his commentary on the Tur quotes that in fact it could trace itself back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because in Sefer Dvar, Moshe says, Moshe says, I sat on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. So you see that what was Moshe's original posture was, Vaishav meant, I sat. Then the Pasuk says, Vanochi amanati bahar kasher haya betchila. And then I stood. And then what does he say in the end? So Moshe, when he walks us through the experience of Har Sinai, those 40 days and 40 nights, he first describes, I sat, I stood, and then I fell. So what do you see Moshe Rabbeinu? First sat, that's Psukah Dezimra Shema. Then he stood, we imitate that, Amida. And then, that's Nefilas Apayim. So the Bach says, you see, following Moshe's formula, Moshe's posture, that's what we imitate, that's what we emulate, that's what we too do when we follow our Amida with Tachanun. Again, it quotes, goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daniel, Shlomo HaMelech in Tanakh, the Tanaim and Amoraim, who also followed with this individual. Later, Tachanun became more fixed. Chazal already tell us a person should not make their tefillah keva, shouldn't be fixed, ela tachanunim. So the whole image of tachan and tachanunim is that it's fluid. We fixed it with its own text. We instituted tachanun the way we have it. But originally, the Amida was supposed to be structured, and then we went to something more spontaneous, and then later it became fixed. Tachanun is a critical follow-up to the Amida. And how do we know that? Because the halacha very much reflects that. The halacha is that you're not allowed to speak from, certainly from Baruch Sha'amar, but Birchas Kriya Shema, until after, not till after the Amida. The halacha is you're not allowed to speak until after Tachanun. It appears in the Shulchan Aruch, it appears in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Shulchan Aruch says you're not, if you speak between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, ein tchinaso miskabelas. Someone who interrupts and speaks between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, they think, when were you not allowed to speak? Till after the Amida. Done with the Amida, done with Chazor Sashatz, finally. Now I can tell the person standing next to me something I wanted to tell them. I can interrupt the period, the unit, the other bookend is the end of the Amida. That's inaccurate. It's wrong. Tachanun goes with the Amida. Why? Isn't the Amida its own? We stand, we're Omid Lefnei HaMelech, we appear before Hashem. Why is Tachanun so important? Why is Tachanun a critical follow-up to the Amida? Mitzvah Hashem will pick up with next time.